This Christmas story, the story of this child, Jesus, born into this world, eagerly expected, long awaited, has an awful lot to say about home, I think. If you've been following through Advent, we've been reflecting a lot around this theme of home lately. This, after all, is a time of year when an awful lot of people have home on their minds. Whether they're going home, welcoming families back home, missing home, and wishing that things could have worked out differently, maybe. Heavy on our minds is how we might decorate homes, light up our homes, light up our birdhouses even. Home looms large on our hearts and minds in many, many different ways around Christmas, and sometimes that's wonderful and joyful. Sometimes that's painful and anxiety-inducing. And sometimes, well, it's just complicated. More often than not, it's a mixture of all of the above, and yet somehow this season still calls our hearts homeward nevertheless. Through all of that mixture, home. Christmas is a time of year for hearts to journey home. And strangely enough, that was the case as well on that very first Christmas night, as we hear about in our scripture reading from the Gospel of Luke. Mary and Joseph were journeying home. Well, but maybe their journey home wasn't quite as simple as that. This trip home wasn't exactly a joyous reunion, after all. It wasn't even their idea. A Roman emperor who lived thousands of miles away had issued a decree because he wanted to keep tabs on his subjects. And it meant that Mary, fully pregnant, ready to burst, Mary, had to take this long and difficult trip on foot, maybe on the back of a donkey, right on the eve of childbirth. I doubt that it was anybody's favorite idea that year to travel home. And not only that, but the home that they were traveling towards was Bethlehem, the royal city of Bethlehem, Luke reminds us. That city where King David had lived. That city that so many hopes and dreams for a future king and a glorious day to come was attached to. A reminder that this family could boast a proud heritage, that this people had a glorious past. At this time, and for this trip, though, how bitter the irony to be ordered to go back home to Bethlehem, of all places, by a foreign king, so, so far away. The story reminds us as well that when they arrived at home, they had no place to stay. They were home, and yet without any shelter. They were home, but out on the streets. No long-lost relatives in all of that city to offer a spare room to a woman who was 9 months pregnant. How's that for home? I don't know about you, but I detect that there's some ambivalence about home in this story of that very first Christmas night, because there's a home in this story that manages to be most inhospitable, most inconvenient, complicated, you might say. Mary and Joseph are journeying to a home that's complicated, a home that somehow isn't quite home, really. Stranger still, the angel then appears to the shepherds, people who have no real home. They live and work most of the time out in the fields with their flocks. And they are told simply to go and see this family, this child who was swaddled up and laid down where the animals go to eat their straw, in a manger. And here, here, those homebound homeless ones, Mary and Joseph and Jesus, meet up with homeless shepherds in this place and sing glory to God together. Not because they had finally found home, but because God had made his home among them. Glory to God. When the homes of this world can be such complicated places, places laden with such mixtures of joy and grief and history, glory to God, Christ has made a home among us. When the homes that we have aren't what we want or hope for them to be, glory to God in the highest heaven. God has brought a home to us. When the travel is difficult, when the conditions of our homes let us down and leave our hearts yearning for something more and something better, our place in this world, the places that nurture us and nourish us, glory and praise to God, Christ makes a home for us. He makes homes where there are no homes. He can take homeless people like these, you and me even, and make home among us. He can make a joyous home in places that on the surface look really inhospitable. He shines the light there. That's the Christmas story. He calls together a new people there. He brings grace and healing and joy to the world just exactly there. In the unexpected places. In the darkest time of the year. Glory to God, the light has shined among us and called us to our new home. Welcome home. Amen.